Now we look back to a case from 12 years ago when Frank Jude Jr., a biracial man, was beaten by off-duty Milwaukee police officers. The incident led to federal convictions of police officers and a historic series of firings.
According to a new study published in the American Sociological Review, high-profile cases of police violence are impacting how often people call the police in matters of personal and public safety. The study said that after Frank Jude Jr.'s case, the number of 911 calls from African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee dropped drastically.
John Diedrich joins us now. He's a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel who's been covering this story. John, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, John, when we say you've been covering this story, you've been covering this new research, you were also covering the initial case, the beating of Frank Jude. Can you run through the sequence of events for us, take us back to the initial incident?
Sure. This was 12 years ago, October, almost exactly 12 years ago, October of 2004. Four individuals went to a party at an off-duty police officer's house. They left a short time after arriving. Their vehicle was surrounded. This is two men, two women. Their vehicle was surrounded by these off-duty police officers who accused Frank Jude of stealing a badge. Frank Jude and Lavelle Harris were pulled from this vehicle. The women were sort of set aside, and the other man ran, and Frank Jude then endured a long beating in the street, kicked in the head and body, his fingers pulled back, pens jammed in his ears, what a prosecutor later described as torture on the street. And then for a number of months after that incident, nobody was held accountable, nobody was arrested, none of the police officers would talk, even those who weren't involved. And then in February of 2005, our investigation revealed the extent of Frank Jude's injuries. We published a photo of his battered face and noted that nobody had been held accountable, though this had happened 3 months earlier.
And on-duty police officers had showed up, and one of them ended up participating in the beating, as I understand it?
That's right. That was one of the most sort of fantastic developments, if you will, not in a good way, a fantastic, because sort of unbelievable that that in fact an on-duty police officer came up who was not at the party, had not been drinking, and he was called, dispatched to really, you know, address what was going on, and then he joined in the beating and he stomped on Frank Jude's head until he could hear bones cracking, as he testified later.
So a horrific case. This did end up going into courts. Again, before we move to the new study, what ended up happening to the police officers involved?
So what happened was three were charged in state court. Ultimately, they were acquitted in state court. However, that wasn't the end of the case. Ultimately, eight were indicted in federal court. Seven of those were convicted. One was acquitted. And the three main culprits received between 15 and 17 years in federal prison, which they continue to serve now.
Let's take that now to today. This week, this new study comes out from sociologists. Obviously, this kind of event isn't something that's going to be good for police-community relations. Talk about this effort to measure what it did when this news came out.
So what happened was this study went and looked at more than a million 911 calls, not just cell, but all 911 calls through a period of time. And what these researchers from Harvard, Yale, and Oxford found was that there was a distinctive drop off in 911 calls after news of Frank Jude's beating became public through our investigation in the photo, especially as we got out there. What they found is they controlled for various factors, crime, what you'd expect to happen in certain neighborhoods, weather, because these calls sort of cycle. And they tested. They did a number of tests to say, were all calls affected by this? And it was really crime calls coming from predominantly black neighborhoods. They saw a big drop, and that drop was disproportionately falling in black neighborhoods. And that continued for more than a year after the first sort of public notice of the seriousness of the injuries.
And what do the researchers see this as? A marker, I guess, of a lack of trust, a lack of desire to have police participate in their lives, even when there's something bad going on?
Yeah, this is the finding, and I should note that this was done by a researcher from Harvard, Matt Desmond, who is very familiar with Milwaukee. He lived in Milwaukee back around this time. He did a lot of work. Your listeners might recall on evictions, and he's published a book on evictions and the unseen effects of that. He also wrote about domestic violence and the nuisance abatement ordinances and their effect on that. So he knows Milwaukee, and what his and his fellow researchers, what their hypothesis is that they tested is, did people lose confidence? Were they not willing to call 911 during this period of time? And when Matt Desmond, who is not only a sociologist but a statistician, looked at these numbers, he was really shocked at the size of the effect. And that's what, you know, statisticians and researchers look for, is how big of an effect are we looking at? And it was a huge effect, and it lasted for a good period of time. And he reflected on the fact that the firings, you noted the terminations, is the largest purge in Milwaukee Police Department history after this. 9 police officers fired and others demoted and so forth. That did not restore confidence. The charges did not restore confidence. And their theory is that the confidence really only came back as a result of the community having nowhere else to go, essentially the justice system having a corner on the market, if you will, a monopoly. But, interestingly, the calls fell again later, and they found more examples of this happening in the not-too-distant future after Frank Jude.
We're talking to John Diedrich, reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about the aftermath of a police beating 12 years ago. A new study shows that it led to a decline in 911 calls in Milwaukee's African-American neighborhoods.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking to John Diedrich, reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's talking to us about a new report that says the number of 911 calls from African-American neighborhoods in Milwaukee dropped after a well-publicized police beating 12 years ago. John, let's talk about the consequences now. This beating happens. The news comes out. Apparently, 911 calls from African-American neighborhoods drop. And then it looks like homicides go up after that. Did this report look into a connection?
They did. So what they tested was, you know, what was the result of this drop in 911 calls? And so if you looked at regular crimes, those that count on reporting, you would expect those to drop because the reporting's down. So things like assault or theft or things like that may be down if there's a lack of confidence in these communities. However, homicides are not susceptible to the drops and rises in reporting because of the consequence and the a body. So they did see this go up during the six-month period after the drop in 911 calls, and it was a significant increase, and I recall it well. It was the highest in a seven-year period. They did look at calls from 2004 to 2010, so this is a large period. Now, they did not include it in the findings section, and really that makes sense based on my reporting, talking to other folks and talking to the authors here, trying to attribute homicides to just one factor like this is hazardous. But the authors found enough of a connection here that they suggest that there is a connection between what was happening here and the fact that the drop in the calls and the spike in homicides that happened in 2005 in Milwaukee.
You know, we've heard lately about this concept of what some people have called the Ferguson effect after the Michael Brown shooting, the idea that police are worried about getting into a bad situation, maybe being videoed while they're doing it, doing less law enforcement, crime going up. People have also talked about the Jude effect since this happened. Can you talk about that?
Well, those are really, essentially, this report talks about essentially a new effect that hasn't been discussed, the Jude effect. What the authors are putting forth is that, talking to the lead author, Matt Desmond, he said, I just don't have any data to show that the Ferguson effect is real. They're trying to seek that data. Are there indications that police are, as the mayor of Chicago said, you know, going fetal, and that as a result, offenders are, you know, becoming more brazen? That sort of you know, passed into popular culture and usage already, but they don't see the data to support that. What they do see here is data that supports this idea that this concept of legal cynicism, that communities have seen problems and that they withdraw from participation in the legal system and cooperating. And really, it's not in one's self-interest, and if you're in a neighborhood where there's a lot of crime, not to report it because you don't get, you're not going to get help from law enforcement. But that is a reaction, and we've seen it in talking to the district attorney here in Milwaukee. He wasn't surprised by these findings. He's seen this, and when he ran for district attorney in 2006, John Chisholm, he saw this. He heard about this when he was a line prosecutor in 2005, picking juries, that individuals were bringing up, prospective jurors were bringing this up at the time. So he sees it as a real effect. He sees it as a complicated situation, though, and a number of officials have said, you know, a really complicated situation. But the Ferguson effect is something that is passed in there. But perhaps people will start talking about the Jude effect right now. And I should say there has been this spike in homicide in some cities recently, and that is a question that people have with all the cases, highly publicized cases. Is this what is causing that? Are these police incidents ultimately, you know, undercutting participation in the system, which could then be setting the grounds for homicide situations to unfold without calls being made prior when they might be stopped? The researchers say more work is needed, and this is an area ripe for more work.
Right. This is not an answered question yet, but this idea being that as legal cynicism increases, if people in a neighborhood don't trust the police, A, they might not report a situation to police that might stop something before a homicide happens. But also, if I read this right, there might be the idea that, well, we're not going to go to the police for justice. We're going to have to find it ourselves, solve our own problems, which also can sometimes lead to homicide, possibly.
Sure, that there could be so-called street justice. It's a complicated set of situations. Though I did talk to the lead researcher about this, and I said, is this a possibility that people were sort of resorting to street justice, individuals who are settling beefs between themselves? His point, though, was the drop was so large after Frank Jude that it was really ordinary, everyday people that were withdrawing from the system. It wasn't just individuals who may be somehow involved in the drug trade and they're solving their problems amongst themselves. This is everyday people. When you're seeing a 20% drop in calls, this is a widespread effect that suggests a much broader level of cynicism.
So this is a bystander, a neighbor, somebody in the neighborhood saying, yeah, this crime, I don't like it, it's a problem. I'm worried that something worse might happen if police are involved?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, and that in essence, if you see what happened with Frank Jude, and some other examples, let's say this came up again. There was another individual, Danielle Simpson, who was beaten, who's hit in the face with a radio in 2006. And same thing when that became publicized. Again, 911 calls dropped disproportionately in black neighborhoods. And there's even a case in Queens, New York, where they found an effect here in Milwaukee. So, you know, the possibility that cases in other cities might affect it. But that's exactly right, that things that, you know, could start small may not get reported. An assault or so forth may not get reported because of the concern, well, you know, what might happen in our community if we call police that we count on for help. But we've seen individuals be victimized by them. Maybe we'll just not call.
John, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's John Diedrich, reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking to us about a new report on the impact of a case of police brutality on crime reporting in Milwaukee.